Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Patty Green is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. 13 years, Patty. Thank you for 13 great years on the show.
It's a pleasure. And, Jim, you should know, Joe Cocker was the second concert, live concert I ever went to.
Is that right?
Yep.
How about
nice
that?
Nice memories there. Yeah.
Mad Dog Englishman, I call him. That was from his, he had an album called Mad Dogs and Englishmen. He's a great entertainer. So, Patty, folks, Patty is one of our favorite folks, longtime Brain Trust member, professor of entrepreneurship at Babson College, so many credentials, leader of the 10,000 Small Business Program. Help me say it better, Patty.
It's Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses, although now I'm working instead on Goldman Sachs 10,000 Women.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit more about that.
That's a program. It's outside the United States. It works with women in developing countries who are trying to grow, not start, but grow their businesses.
And are you guys, you know, I mentioned you and I off the air, I mentioned Terry Neese's program in Rwanda and Afghanistan. Do you guys overlap? Do you help? Do you share things with each other?
I think they're complementary. I mean, you mentioned you were a keynote for Terry. I did that last year as well. Well, I think our programs are complementary. We need multiple types of programs.
So much work, not enough people to do it, and not enough time, no question about it. So let's talk about how we can make all small business owners become better businesses by using high-tech, and you got some ideas on that.
Oh, this is one of my favorite topics right now, Jim. And it comes from watching some trainers almost give a pass to small business owners on technology. Oh, you know, they don't have the background, they're older, all this, they don't need they're not going to use technology.
Mm-hmm.
I just said, this is flat out wrong. You know, to compete, they have to understand technology.
There's no question.
We have to be able to use it and keep up with it. So we build it into our curriculum, and we actually had a series of focus groups to talk to them about their technology. And frankly, when you bring it up in a small group of business owners, they almost stand up. You know, they just get so engrossed in, well, how did you do that? Well, what did you use? Well, which app? Where did you get it? How does it fit with my other things? How do I bring it in? How do I make a decision? You know, all these questions that are so critical, but taking the time to learn about the technology and having the choice of the right technology can save you so many efforts as far as, you know, productivity. I'm not talking technology for your product or service, whatever you're selling. I'm talking about taking the time to understand technology and how your business runs.
Do you think that the problem is not that small businesses aren't using technology at all, because we know most of them have more of it than they probably realize, but the problem is that they're not thinking about it in a strategic way?
I think it's a really good point. They are using it. You know, I mean, most of them are using it in some ways. But you mentioned our that the blog I just had published in Inc. a week or two ago.
Right.
And I love the way they're looking at non-traditional uses of technology, even for technology. You know, I think I wrote about the car dealer that's using a drone for inventory. You know, and the dairy farmer, actually a cheesemaker, who's using robots for milking, different kinds of robots that have been done in the past. So it's really taking the time to learn about the technology, learning how to evaluate the technology, and then committing the time to bring it in, to training your folks, to understanding how to manage it. You know, it's another time sink, but it should more than pay people back in productivity.
And not only as when we talk about strategically, using it as a lever. I mean, think about, you know, I grew up on a farm. We had all kinds of physical levers, right? Pry bars and crowbars and hammers and PTO lifts off the tractor and things like that. We had all kinds of levers. Today, leverage is in ones and zeros, isn't it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's a tool. They're tools. If you break it down to a tool, you know, it's easier to think about it in that way.
And when you show them how it can drop to the bottom line, that's when their eyes, that's when they have the aha moment, when they see, when they see that, frankly, they can avoid hiring a new employee. And I know that's, that sometimes that's not the right thing to say, but as I remind people, Patty, we didn't go into business to make payroll.
Right.
That wasn't our, that wasn't our prime goal, is to make payroll. We went into business to make a living for ourselves and maybe create some wealth for our family, and to hire the number of people we need. But if we, if there's technology out there that helps us to be more efficient and put more money in the bottom line and maybe even give us a half a day off every month, that, that'd be good, right?
Well, now you're asking a lot, Jim.
I've gone too, that's a bridge too far, isn't it?
But, you know, so, and maybe it's growing enough that you hire a different kind of person.
Yeah.
You know, so it's,
right.
I completely agree. It's not just to provide the jobs, while at the same time providing those jobs, as you said, is a wonderful thing.
Well, and the other thing is, and this is why there's no excuse for not doing this, there's an entire industry of support. Outsourced support. One drop at a time, one seat at a time, one hour at a time support for helping you with your social media, helping you with your SEO and SEM marketing.
Oh, there is. You know, your inventory, you know, your inventory systems, whatever it is there, you're, you know, working with your customers, managing those lists, all those types of things.
We're going to talk some more about this with our good friend Patty Green. Patty, you want to give us a website?
www.babson.edu.
And how about the 10,000 website?
www.10,000apply.
All right, so check it out. Quick break. Right back with Patty Green. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Come on, the rising wind.
We're going up around the bend. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.